This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The cost of a place to live in America is a main reason. Consumer inflation this morning rose 0.2% for July, taking out volatile food and energy. And the consumer price index is up 2.4% in a year. That's not high, but it is the highest in a decade. You'd think inflation would be higher still, given the mood of consumers and the strength of the jobs market. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports from Washington.
Economist Sarah House at Wells Fargo sees inflation signs in many sectors.
Like housing, autos picking up again, medical care, and potential also for a broader range of consumer goods as tariffs are implemented.
Tariffs. Since June, Washington has imposed taxes on imported steel and wholesale products from China. That raises costs for business. But when does it show up in consumer prices? Here's economist Sheila Chinkle of Emory University.
I push it out more to 6 months to a year, but that is in the area of a true guess. You know, when's the last time we had data on this?
The U.S. hasn't imposed this level of tariffs in a while, so there's not a lot of data to go on. Like others, Chinkle expects inflation to speed up eventually. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.